Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect, presented by Bosque Home Services. Carlos and his team provide heating, cooling, plumbing, and roofing and restoration services. Call 444-7200. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Joined by two of my favorite guests today, Stephanie Luke and Paula Gonzalez, CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you, Jim?
Are you shivering as much as I am today?
Oh, yes.
What are we doing? We're going from like 68 to 38 to 70. I mean, this is New Mexico
that
springtime.
That is New Mexico, exactly.
I feel like I'm back in the Midwest, to be honest.
Yeah, and the wind was getting after it today. I read about, you mentioned the Midwest. I went to Chicago one time, and they told me the wind blows a lot in Chicago. But what they never told me is when you walk down the sidewalk and you're going in between buildings or you're passing by where there's two buildings together, that the wind actually speeds up in those areas. And I mean, the wind almost took me right off my feet. I almost had to step into the street.
Wow.
Because it's like going 40 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour, and then it's 60 miles an hour. So it was, that was I'm glad we don't have that in Albuquerque.
Yes.
Except last night.
Yeah. And this morning.
Right.
There were several trees and corrales as I was driving in that I saw split down the middle and broken in half. So that wind was getting after it last night.
Yeah.
Anyway, you ladies have a very challenging ministry with CareNet Pregnancies, but it's also so compassionate and so you do it with passion. And it requires a heart that I don't know of myself I can understand, because you just have to love on people no matter their choices.
Yes.
And I admire that so much. So let's get started. Stephanie, let's start with, you've got your 38th annual fundraising event coming up Friday, April 16th. Virtual event, I guess, because of COVID.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So this is our biggest event of the year. We also have a Walk for Life and a Laugh for Life, but this is where, this is what supports our ministry year round. And, it is virtual. Paula had a brilliant idea to have, HelloFresh as food to go to host homes, since we can't meet in person. So we're having food delivered to our host homes and folks can meet in homes. But we will still have the event virtually, and people can watch it on their big screens or whatever works for them. And I'm going to let Paula, since she's our community outreach director, I'm going to let her share a little bit more,
Paula,
about this.
Does this mean you're putting together some enchiladas to deliver to
them? Oh, sure. Not. No, so God is so good. So we were able to kind of extend the invitation to people that wanted to open up their homes and invite people over to share a meal with them as they prepare to watch the virtual event in the comfort of their own home. And so we partnered up with HelloFresh, and they will get a meal delivered 1 to 2 days before the event. And so if they don't feel comfortable doing that, of course, you know, they have the option of watching it virtually, as we all are, but some will like to have fellowship, because when you have food, people come.
Well, and I know more and more people that are vaccinated and things, so they're able to get together with other people that are vaccinated and not worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, so we offered that option, and so we're excited to see what the Lord has. Again, and you know, it's Friday, April 16th. It starts at 7 p.m. And you can go to carenetabq.banquetstream.com to register to watch the event on April 16th.
You better give us that address again. And if they can't remember that, they can go to your regular address and there's a link there.
Yes, they can go to our website, carenetabq.org, under the events page, and our event is there, and they can click on it and register.
Perfect. And there's no cost to it.
There is no cost.
But the point is, we need people to help support you.
The point is, as our, it is called our 38th annual fundraising event.
And we've had some neat things happen with you both on the show. We've had some people call in while you're on the show and make donations, which I think is really exciting. By the way, if you do have a question, You're always welcome to email me, jim@abqconnect.online, and I'll be happy to direct those questions next time we have these folks in studio. We generally have you guys on about every month, and so questions can't build up. And if you want to call today, you are welcome to do that as well. Our studio number is 338-5790. And we can direct your very hard questions to Paula and Stephanie. I'm just teasing them as we're talking. I understand Victoria Robinson is going to be your speaker for the event. Tell us about her.
Oh, she's a doll. So she was an executive director for several CareNet centers. So she has an amazing story that I don't want to share too much because we would love for people to tune in and listen to what the message that she's going to be sharing. But she has overseen several CareNet centers, and she is also works with her daughter, which I think is so precious how she gets to work with her daughter to do some renovations with GTV. And she does some renovations for CareNet centers that are on a very tight budget. As you know, we are on a tight budget. And so she makes things happen for the CareNet centers. And she just wants to love on them and provide resources for them.
Well, let's get into some of the challenges of ministry. And Paula, I'll go back to you about this. Does the legislation recently passed by the New Mexico legislature mean more work for your team at CareNet?
It certainly does. But the Lord is for us, which is good. And I'm going to allow Ms. Stephanie to speak into this.
Sure. Thank you, Paula. Absolutely. This has affected us in a number of ways, and it's going to continue to affect us. We're looking at even having to change the way that we use our verbiage to describe a baby even. So,
So Stephanie, I need to clarify.
Sure.
You have government officials telling you that you're not allowed to, refer to the baby inside of a mom baking. You're supposed to call that a fetus.
Yes.
Or the product of conception.
That's what some abortion providers say. Yes, that's what they call the baby.
So I'm just an obstinate radio host. I'm not doing that. And I can't imagine that someone in a government position would be arrogant enough to not only go against what God wants, but try to have us define a living, breathing human being is something other than that.
That's right.
Yeah, that is just scary. That's terrifying.
It is.
That they would have the audacity to say that. And that's not hate speech.
It's not supposed to be, I guess.
No, but it is.
Right.
It is. In every definition that anyone would ever have, that is hate speech. I wonder if I walked up to any person, especially someone that would be labeled an activist, and look at their face and say, you know, you're nothing more than a product of conception. They'd throw me in jail for saying that. But we're supposed to say that about unborn children.
Right. It's terrible.
I do love the way that God gives us creativity in order to address these situations as far as, you know, the government goes, where we get to, with loving words and, you know, loving these women and men that come, we get to show them a different type of ways that our world takes care of what they take care of. We get to come alongside them in a loving way. And so we know that God is in control of all of it, and He will give us creativity in how we address our babies. And the way that I see it is, you know, a lot of our legislators here in New Mexico, they're lost. You know, they don't see the value of life. And so how do we as believers, show that to our community, that life matters and our voices matter. Despite what happens in our legislature, we still have a chance to stand up for life, for the preborn. And how do we do that?
Another thing that we're facing, too, is the new U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. He's just been nominated. And he had a lawsuit with NIFLA, which is the National Institute of Family Life Advocates, because he went after a pregnancy center like ours in California when he was just in California. He wanted to force them to refer for abortion. So now he is over everything, HIPAA, OSHA, of course, Health and Human Services. And so we're prepping for an attack. And because he is over HIPAA, you know, we want to maintain our being compliant with HIPAA and OSHA and all that. So we really have to be above reproach in those areas.
Yeah.
Well, I know this about you two, is that you're always going to be loving no matter what, which is amazing to me because, frankly, if one of these politicians were to say something like that to me, I'm not sure I would be very loving. So you need to pray for my attitude. I want to ask you, though, we mentioned Victoria Robinson being your guest speaker for your 38th annual fundraising event, but I understand, I guess I'm equating that the new legislation passed and even what you're talking about at the federal level is going to lead to more and more abortions. Mm-hmm. And what I am still fascinated with is that you have post-abortion care, and I understand Victoria Robinson is actually conducting post-abortion retreats for people because the women that have abortions are many, many times so devastated psychologically and spiritually.
Yes, that's right. And we also at CareNet have a post-abortive support group called Morning to Joy that we provide about every other month. So we have clients and even volunteers, those who want to volunteer with CareNet who have had an abortion, or staff, they can go through that as well.
Stephanie, a woman that is considering terminating a pregnancy. Are you allowed to say pregnancy?
Yes. We can't say that, at least right now.
Yes.
I'm trying to think. You're,
as of today, yes.
Your post-whatever condition, the way the attack on our language is just nuts. I'm really so glad that you brought that up. One thing that I am for sure of, as this attack happens, I know that our God is equipping us, and His power is going to become evident. And I almost expect a more dramatic revival when this kind of opposition comes about. So I hope that people are listening will pray. Mm-hmm. And not just pray for people not to have abortions, but pray for people that have made that decision.
Yes.
And love on them and care about them because, as you have said, Stephanie, you're here now because you've had that experience yourself. Mm-hmm. And so hearts change, and everything that God does in your life is used for good because you love Jesus. Tell us this, Stephanie, if a woman is considering terminating their pregnancy, what are some of the questions they should ask their so-called healthcare provider? And the reason I'm saying so-called is because in my mind, an abortion clinic is not a healthcare provider, although that's how they bill themselves.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are questions they can ask, but depending on where they go, oftentimes they're not going to get the full scoop of the information, such as how an abortion might affect someone mentally, even physically. Those are not shared, and that's something that we want to provide and educate all of our clients what to expect, and they will not get that at an abortion provider because they don't want them to know what happens, because the reality of it is it brings out our morals. You know, you're looking at this life, and if you actually show what happens, lives are going to change and they're not going to make their money.
I know the answer to this, but I got to ask you, for our audience on the radio, when a baby is aborted, do they feel pain?
Absolutely, yes.
Just like we do.
Yes, yes. I don't know if you've heard, about 25 years ago, there was it might have even been longer than that, there was a video that came out called The Silent Scream, and it was an abortion video, excuse me, and they were aborting the baby, and you could see, I mean, it's graphic, but you could see the baby squirming. And so that's when they showed America, the world, that the baby does feel an abortion. It's a human being. It's just he or she is inside the womb, not outside.
Mm-hmm. I had Congressman Steve Pierce, Republican Party chairman of New Mexico, on the show last week, and he told me that the Democrat leadership in Santa Fe was sent a model.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of a baby at 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that the people that received this stood up and said, this is hateful to send me this. I'm paraphrasing.
It's offensive.
It's offensive. And they threw it in the trash.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Babies are offensive was the exact words that they said.
Oh, mm-hmm. And Paula's handing me an example, and it's hands,
yes.
Legs, mm-hmm. head, face.
Yes.
At 12 weeks.
At 12 weeks. It is a, you see this model, and it is a baby. It is a baby. And the fact that, I think one of my comments was after that was, I'm so glad they had the opportunity to be able to be here on Earth and mm-hmm. pursue what they, you know, think is best for them. But they have the opportunity, as are the babies that are aborted do not have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so we are the voice for them. So,
and yeah. They absolutely can't defend themselves.
No, right. They cannot.
And civil rights movement absolutely needs to get behind this population mm-hmm. of yes. preborn children
yes.
and defend their rights as well.
I really love the way you say preborn mm-hmm. because it is preborn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Luke, the executive director of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, and Paula Gonzalez, the community outreach director, in studio with us this afternoon. We have a whole hour together. So woo-hoo. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm Rob Sneed, general manager at Power Ford. Have you ever wondered why people dread buying a new car? Maybe it's because of the way they were treated in the past. Maybe they were disrespected, or maybe they were even lied to. Well, none of us can change the past, but at Power Ford, we can help you write the future. We're a different type of dealership, so you have a different type of experience. We believe in doing the right thing, building trust, and leading with our values. Faith, family, and then Ford. We're here to help. Just ask. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
At Krecker Law, we believe in making things right when things go wrong. If you are injured, you shouldn't have to go it alone. You deserve someone who will listen to you and fight for you. We believe that you deserve to protect your future, protect your family, and protect your loved ones. We believe in challenging insurance companies and standing up to bullies. We believe that David can beat Goliath. 843-7777.
The Krecker Law Firm. Righting wrongs, protecting your future. TheKrekkerLawFirm.com. TheKrekkerLawFirm.com.
This is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Most people have never memorized their vehicle's repair manual, let alone even read the small owner's manual in their glove box. Not to worry. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians and staff will guide you through all the ins and outs of vehicle repair and maintenance. Whether it is a car, truck, or SUV, we're here to help you maintain your investment. We are located at 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And don't forget, we have free towing to our facility with repairs. Just call for details. With all that being said, there is an owner's manual that you do need to read and memorize. Yes, it's God's written word. In it, you find God's design and purpose for your life and how he made a way of salvation so that you and I may have eternal life with him through his son, Jesus Christ. Remember what David said, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." This is John Chitwood.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for your next mortgage loan, maybe buying a house or refinancing. The team at Indigo Mortgage will give you a clear and concise loan estimate. They will explain to you how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700 or reach Indigo on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Paula Gonzalez, Stephanie Luke, CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. This is really an emotional topic when you talk about And I think it's emotional for people that have terminated a pregnancy. 20 years ago, this is an emotional topic. And I want to emphasize again that you have care for those women.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I didn't get to this in our last segment, so I need to ask you, Stephanie, if someone has, if they terminate a pregnancy, could that possibly, or is it even likely that it might affect their ability to have children in the future?
Yes, it could. Depending on the type of abortion, there's medical and surgical abortions. During a surgical abortion, there could be a tear in the uterine wall, depending on, they go in and scrape to take out the baby in parts. And so it depends on how the procedure went through the abortion.
Mm-hmm. You've told us in past shows that we're the capital of late-term abortion in the country. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't just include terminating a baby that might be 8 months, you know, a month away from being born or whatever, but it also includes babies that go through an abortion and are still alive, laying mm-hmm. on a stainless steel table somewhere, mm-hmm. and they do nothing to protect the life of that child.
That's right.
That is right.
These are horrible stories. Man, mm-hmm. I hope people are not too bummed out, but they can smile because there are some victories, and we're going to talk about those a little bit. Paula, you go around, and as in your community outreach position, mm-hmm. you don't just talk about this on the radio. You go to church groups and maybe even business groups and other kinds of organizations to talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So in my position, I get to go out to churches and or groups. Invite me.
Uh-huh. How do they get in touch with you?
You can go on our website. You can reach us through there, or you can email me at outreach@carenetabq.org. Outreach@carenetabq.org.
Want to emphasize again, we started the show by talking about on April 16th, your 38th annual fundraising event will be virtual, held at 7 o'clock in the evening?
Yes, 7 p.m. Mountain
and
Time.
And you go online to the website at carenetabq.org. Click on the events tab and you can register. It's free.
It is free.
But if you register, you're going to have some food delivered to...
Well, that's if you decide to be a host home.
There we go.
If you decide that you want to be a host home, there is a deadline to that.
Okay.
So I would need to know as soon as possible. You can email me and say, I'm interested in being a host. Again, I have instructions. I'll guide you through. Virtually anyone can attend. All can attend, and you can invite people through that link. Once you register, it gives you the opportunity to invite others, your friends and family.
Yeah, and that's what a great way to spread the love to everybody in this situation. Stephanie, I want to ask you about volunteers, because you do use volunteers. Give us some examples of how they can join you and help you in your ministry.
Sure, thank you. So we have 15 staff and over 250 volunteers. So we have a need for volunteers always, even though that sounds like a lot. Especially through COVID, we've had a lot of shortage in help with volunteering. But you can volunteer in various areas. That might be a client advocate who would actually work with the client in the advocacy room. And we can't call it counseling room because we would require a licensed counselor. So we have a need in administration. We have a need on our sidewalk where our medical mobile unit is. We have, I could go on and on. So it could be secretarial, or it could be more, might look hands-on, working in our clothing closet.
Mm-hmm. And may I mention that in 2020, we saw over 7,000 hours of volunteer hours. And even though it was COVID time, we still saw a good amount of people, you know, volunteering, helping us.
Yeah. Paula, we need a good story to encourage us today because this topic is just overwhelming to me.
Oh, well, God is so good. So we recently there were two gals that had come on the first part of the morning. So every center, before they open up in prayer. They bring it before the Lord, what the day may consist. And so first thing in the morning, they got one of our centers received two young ladies that wanted an STD testing, but they came from Planned Parenthood, and there was Salvations in the midst of those visits. And so the fact that we not only get to offer free services to our clients, those that want testing, we still get to share. We get to share the gospel, and they accept. I mean, people are hungry. So yes, we give them pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, STD testing, and at the same time, we offer them opportunity for abundant life, life with Christ. So that's the beauty of what we do, is that women, God ordains these appointments that come into our centers every single day, and they decide to choose life. We've had a reversal abortion pill, a young lady who had taken the abortion pill, and she regretted it. And she was like, I regret this. So she came to us, and we were able to supply her with a reversal abortion pill, which many people don't know that we have that. Mm. And there is a time frame before it's too late. So, CareNet offers that, where, and it's free. Mm-hmm. And we monitor these women throughout their journey. As long as they allow us, we come alongside them. So we've had in the beginning of January till now, we've had
six
total. And in 2020, we saw
one or two. In the last couple of years, we've had one or two. And all of a sudden, January till now, we've had six. And half of those babies have survived. So
yes.
What a cool thing have that available.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. So I think even just mentioning it, I mean, I think it's important for the public to know that CareNet does offer that as well.
I have to go to motivation, Stephanie. Your motivation is not to make a lot of money. I mean, you need our listeners and other people in the community to support you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all going to free care to people that need it. And I might expand now on the care, because we're talking about moms, we're talking about women that are deciding to terminate pregnancies. I've used the word mistakenly in the past, young women, because it's not just always teenagers that are pregnant. This is women of every age that consider terminating a pregnancy, and you welcome everybody.
Yes.
And again, I'm going to emphasize again, I am so blessed that if a woman has terminated a pregnancy, she can come and see you and say, yeah, this is what I did. I feel bad. You're going to share the gospel with her, love on her, encourage her. Maybe she wants to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So it really has a happy ending.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have... like you said, women of all ages, and there's just a lot of fear. There's pressure to make a decision quickly, especially if they go to an abortion provider first. They're going to encourage them to make the decision quickly. We let them know they don't have to rush. They can think about this decision. They're going to come to a compassionate, non-judgmental, and professional environment and be listened to. They're going to know that they have resources at hand. We have a program with Loveless created for CareNet called Labor of Love, which provides everything they need medically, even insurance, for women to be able to have their babies in a loving environment. We have prenatal classes. We have parenting classes. We also have material assistance, diapers, wipes, formula. So we come and partner with them. And as Paula shared, we share the gospel with them, and we come alongside them. If they accept Christ, we also disciple them and get them connected to a church. We really want them to have a church body.
Yeah. Wow. important stuff. Mm-hmm. We're in studio with Stephanie Luke and Paula Gonzalez there with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Steve Ryman, our engineer, is going to take us to commercial break, but we'll be back with more right after these messages.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute.
How often does your family eat out? Two or three times a week? More? It's definitely convenient with today's hectic lifestyles, but can your budget take it? Here are some ways to help with that. Try sharing a meal. Most restaurants allow you to split an entree and salad with your spouse. Portions are often way too big anyway. So split a meal. Your budget and waistline will thank you. Another way to cut costs is on the first page of the menu, the appetizers. Get one as an entree with a side salad and you've got your meal, saving a few dollars. And one more idea. A family of four can usually save around $10 just by ordering water with the meal, not soft drinks. You'll enjoy the food more knowing it's not breaking the bank.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
The biggest myth in leadership is this, hands down, that you have to be in charge in order to lead. There is nothing further from the truth. You do not have to be in charge to have influence or to lead. The great news is, years ago, leadership was often thought of as positional power. Today, things are really, really different, and I think it's great. Now people have what we might call personal power. Personal power is simply based on what any group of people think about a person. If you're trustworthy, you'll have personal power. If you care about people, if you listen to others, if you get things done, you'll have personal power. Many of the younger generation, what they're looking for is authenticity. They're looking for people who care. Personal power. You can make a difference anywhere from your organization if you really care about people.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly and Dave Slade and their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100, or reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Executive Director of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, Stephanie Luke, and Paula Gonzalez is the Community Outreach Director. I've got this all messed up.
We can swap roles today. I'm good with it.
You guys wear all the hats. I can tell that already because you're both servants. Before the break, Stephanie, you started talking a little bit, and I heard you kind of going to the care that's extended to all the family members. And a lot of people may not realize that you don't just care for pregnant women.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right.
Go through that.
Well, the partner of the woman can make a huge difference in her decision. He has a big impact in her life. We have a fatherhood coordinator who works with these men. He also recruits volunteers and trains them to work with the men at all four of our centers and our medical mobile unit. He's also our medical mobile unit director. He wears many hats, but he really shows compassion to these men that come to our centers and all of our male volunteers. I say all, we definitely have a need there too for male volunteers. But we want to let these men know that they have a role is very strong, but also how can we relieve some of that fear for them too, and how to hold their partner's hand. Maybe they're not in that relationship anymore, but still, can they be supportive? And of course, they're going to hear the gospel too.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a scenario, mm-hmm. Hypothetical situation. 20-year-old college student woman gets pregnant, not married, maybe in a nice, loving relationship with her partner, but they don't want their parents to know. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, there's all this fear, there's all this trepidation about being pregnant. Mm-hmm. What do you guys do to help?
Well, that is, first of all, we pray. We always want the Lord's guidance because every situation is unique. We ask questions. You know, if your parents found out about this, what would they do or say? You know, so sometimes they have this scary image in their head. So walking it through logically with them really helps to just give them peace of mind to know their parents aren't going to execute them or, you know.
Disown them.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I should pick on the church then a little bit. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we're so concerned with our image.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Sometimes we're not honest before the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that we might even put pressure on someone we love to conceal and maybe even terminate a pregnancy because of that.
Absolutely. So 1 in 4 women in the church have an abortion and no one knows about it. I mean, it's a shameful thing that they live with for years. And so as the body, as the church, I think it's a vital awareness that we need to bring to our we're not condoning sin, right? Because we know that. But we.
Well, that would be because we would be condemning all of ourselves.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, you know, there's young ladies that are raised in the church and have a baby out of a wedlock, and they're afraid to share anything with their parents due to the. Are they going to be disowned? Are they going to, how are they, the parents going to take it? They may be in leadership. How is it going to affect their leadership? Is it going to be a reflection of their parenting? I mean, all these thoughts, run through the mind of a woman that is afraid to say anything. And, one of the things that the Lord showed me, many years ago is that even in the midst of sin, God blesses. A child is a blessing from the Lord.
Yes.
And that was something that, it was something that the Lord just said, you know, reminded me and just at the forefront of my mind that even in the midst of sin, He is merciful. He is gracious. And a baby, how greater can you, I mean, what greater thing can you get? And so I'm a grandparent, so it's a
does that mean you're older than me now?
Sure.
Now, if you knew how old I was, you would never admit to that, Vala.
I'm being kind.
Okay.
I'm just
kidding. See how she is? Okay.
So yeah, so the awareness, the importance of our church body. How do we serve the women and men in the church?
There's a resource called Making Life Disciples
yes.
that we have available for churches. There is a cost to it, but it helps to train a church in how to promote life in your church. So if there is someone who is pregnant, how do you come alongside them in a truthful and loving manner?
I want to go back to giving a little bit. I know how individuals give. We've even had people do that right here on the program when you were on the radio. But what about, do churches give as a group? Do businesses give as a group?
Yes, absolutely. I'll kind of share a little bit about what's happening with our annual fundraising event. What we've noticed is that churches are wanting to open up their congregation and let their congregants come and watch the event. So we have several churches that take that are going to be showing their congregants the event in April. But then we've also seen churches that take special offerings to give to CareNet, and they do that sporadically throughout the year. Or if they know that we're having an event, we have churches outside of Albuquerque that partner up with CareNet. Businesses, we have underwriters. We can't do this without the support of our community. We have businesses that are willing to support CareNet. Individuals, we have what we call Friends for Life, that are monthly givers. You know, 2 cups of coffee that cost us at Starbucks $10 a month. If you would give $10 a month and you'd give up 2 cups of coffee, you can support CareNet for $10 a month. And that's practical, you know.
Well, and you're going to account for that as $120 a year. That's a lot of money.
There you go. It adds up. It always adds up. So that, so yes, businesses, churches, small groups, the people are very creative in how they support CareNet. We have our baby bottle campaign where families can gather together and put change in a baby bottle and submit it, you know, send it back to CareNet, and you are able to teach your children how to value life. I mean, that's a practical teaching to our families, our little ones, and how does that look like? And this is how we can support the preborn.
I just heard something cute, too. Somebody mentioned having their when kiddos and churches can start meeting again, the preschool and the kids section, having the baby bottles there for the kids to also give in that manner. So,
and one of the things that I even thought about is maybe potentially churches with their VBS, using the baby bottles with their children, and maybe having something that ties in biblically, of course, you know, with life, and they're able to give to CareNet in that manner.
Are there enough victories, Stephanie, that you continue to be motivated and encouraged to move forward?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. We share wins with each other, and the staff do. And as Paula shared, on Monday, the first day of the week, only the first half at one of our centers, we had 4 salvations. And we had somebody get an ultrasound. We had 3 STD tests. And in that, they're going to hear the message of how valuable they are and protecting themselves as well in relationships and covenant, keeping the covenant of marriage or making that a valuable, letting them know that they're worth it and that Jesus, their creator, loves them. So seeing those wins, it's, Paula used the word abundant life earlier. It's life, and it's abundant life mentally, spiritually, physically.
You talked about the importance of a woman's partner in being involved and being supportive. Mm-hmm. But we know, in reality, there's somewhere there may even be more fearful than the woman about being pregnant. And maybe they even abandon her. Mm-hmm. You're there to help be a companion to people that are abandoned and feeling alone.
Yes.
Stephanie, are there parents, and I'm a parent, that may even pressure their daughters to have an abortion?
Happens all the time, yes. But there is a legal document that we hand to our clients that says no one can force you to have an abortion. So it is absolutely illegal for anyone to force, even if it's a young woman, I mean, really young, 12 years old, whatever age she is, she has a right to make that decision.
It's funny that they want to take away the rights of parents to give birth control and stuff like that to their children. But then they don't want anybody to have rights if they actually get pregnant.
Right.
They want to be able to just abort it at their own decision. And that's such a weird paradox.
It is. And it was a pro-life group that helped get this this legislation passed and this document to give to pregnancy resource centers and beyond to give to those who are being forced to have an abortion or being told they should be forced to.
You shared one story with us last time where you have purposely located one of your locations in Albuquerque pretty close to an abortion clinic.
That's right.
And a woman walked in to talk to you guys before she went to the abortion clinic and then ended up deciding not to terminate her pregnancy.
Yes. Yeah.
But I want to emphasize again, you're loving them no matter what their decision is, non-judgmental. I mean, you'll give them what you believe, but they're not going to feel condemned if they decide something different.
That's right. Yes.
Well, it is a fascinating subject. It is such a pervasive thing to hear from the onset of this show that the enemy is trying to get you to change the language, not even call a baby a baby. That is still getting to me throughout this whole show. Stephanie Luke is the Executive Director of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. She is joined by Paula Gonzalez, the Community Outreach Director. You can reach them both through carenetabq.org. That is their website. I think this is the correct number to call if you need services, and that's 814-9232. That's on your website.
That is our. I'm going to give you the main number.
There
How's
you go.
That?
Go for it.
It's 505-880-8373.
Okay. One more time. If you need services, if you'd like to speak to somebody in whatever condition you are, maybe you've terminated pregnancy, maybe you are pregnant, you may just be overwhelmed with emotions and everything else. The loving care at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque is going to help you slow down, evaluate everything, and make a decision that's going to be best for you and your baby.
Absolutely.
880-8373. One more segment with Paula and Stephanie. Stay with us.
It's pretty obvious that this world is filled with imperfect people, and that's on purpose.
God is into restoring human beings. You know, he could make perfect people and then populate heaven with perfect people, but he doesn't do that. He takes people who are dinged up, who've been beat up, bruised by time, damaged by sin, and he does a full resto job on them. Complete restoration.
Celebrate the joy and beauty of redemption with The Morning That Changed Everything with Skip Heitzig. This DVD collection of six hope-filled Easter weekend messages is our thanks to you when you give $35 or more today to help connect more people to God's Word and the redeeming love of Jesus Christ.
Restoration is based on redemption, and redemption is tied to resurrection.
To give, call 800-922-1888 or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
Hurry up and slow down. This is Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision for Life. At 11 years of age, my son Cooper has only completed 2 or 3 full rounds of golf. He enjoys the game, but at this point, he's limited by his patience for the pace of the game. This lack of maturity leads to some interesting shots. You know, we keep it fun, but I often have to tell him, hurry between shots and slow down for the shot. Right now, it's the other way around. You see, he takes all sorts of time to get to the next shot. He laughs and he jokes and he messes with the dogs and the backyards of those whose homes line the fairway. But when he gets to his ball, he gets right up to it and he fires away. If we aren't careful, our spiritual lives can be a lot like Coop's golf game. When it comes to scripture reading or prayer, I want to encourage you to hurry up and slow down. Listen to the words of David in Psalm 119, verse 15, when he says, I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. Remember, hurry to the time with the Lord and slow down when you get there.
You've been listening to Roger Patterson, author of A Minute of Vision for Men, a daily devotional available at visionforlife.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Clean water is more precious than gold for those who don't have it. And the people of Asia know this all too well. The good news is that solutions to all of these problems are available. Through the month of March, you can give a gift of a Jesus well with KNKT or our sister station Star 88 and Gospel for Asia or GFA World Now. These wells cost an average of about $1,400 and can provide clean water to an entire village of 300 people. You can make a gift of any amount to contribute to one of these wells. Visit knkt.com or star88.fm and click on the Gospel for Asia banner to make your gift. You can also call 877-884-2276. Now more than ever, the people of Asia need good, clean water. Stephanie Luke and Paula Gonzalez with CareNet Centers of Albuquerque. There's so many cool things going on in ministry all over the world. Mm-hmm. You know, GFA World, CareNet Centers of Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. Everybody's here to provide a helping hand. Stephanie, I want to have you contrast for us the care that CareNet provides with the so-called health services offered by abortion clinics.
Oh, where do I begin? Well, I know you talked about costs earlier. And first of all, the cost for an abortion, we don't really know. I don't have those stats with me as far as what the lowest is, but they can go up to even $15,000 for the late term abortions. But there's always a cost. And typically it's commission based for those clients and that go to the abortion provider. For us, our costs start at zero and the maximum cost that they would pay for our services is zero. So we have pregnancy tests, STD testing, ultrasounds. We have classes. We have material assistance. We have community referrals, like I mentioned earlier, Loveless and the Labor of Love program to help them with insurances and all their medical needs.
So you do not charge for your services?
Correct.
All free and confidential.
All free and confidential. But you have a budget where you have to pay for all of those materials, all of those services and salaries. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's important for people to know about your 38th annual fundraising event coming up Friday, April 16th, 7 o'clock in the evening. Mm-hmm. Paula, tell us how we register again.
Yes, you can go on our website, carenetabq.org. Go on our events tab and click on the 38th annual event and register there.
The enemy would characterize people that are pro-life outside of an abortion clinic, yelling mean things at women walking into the abortion clinic and so on and so forth. We know that that's not true. Mm-hmm. And you have a mobile medical unit that is parked outside of, I believe it's a late-term abortion clinic.
Yes, it is.
And you have volunteers that are on the sidewalk. You have a medical team. Tell us about the medical mobile unit.
Sure. Our medical mobile unit goes out to the late-term abortion provider twice a week for a part of the day when they do abortions. And so we have our medical mobile unit with a sign, a couple of signs that say free ultrasounds this way. And our crew on the sidewalk, as you mentioned, we're the opposite. We are loving. So our messages are, please come talk to us. We want to share with you. And it's always loving. We don't have gory signs. In fact, if there are signs that are what would be gory or scare tactics, we just let those folks know that we can't be there on the sidewalk and we have to leave. And they usually don't want us to leave, so they'll take down those signs. So all of our approaches are loving, compassionate, inviting, but it is hard to get their attention. The sidewalk is a spiritual battle, like all of the areas of CareNet. We see that, but we pray up and we stand there faithfully and letting them know that there is an alternative, at least, whether they change their mind or not. And then we have an ultrasound tech, along with our medical mobile unit director, who are inside of our medical mobile unit. And then we also have an advocate there as a second.
So the staff inside the medical mobile unit are qualified medical personnel.
Absolutely.
Yes. And that's sometimes the enemy. The abortionists will say, oh, no, there's nobody qualified out there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Very untrue.
No, we are.
We are. We have licensed medical professionals. We have a nurse manager. And then our medical director is out of Loveless.
I would imagine that it's quite a challenge for a volunteer. You're, of course, providing training. Mm-hmm. But I'm certain, I know you've told me this in the past, where the abortionists have called law enforcement. So these people may be confronted by law enforcement. They may have personnel from that clinic come out and yell and scream at them. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that it's a tough test to be kind and loving and just patient and, above all, courageous in the face of that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that I'm appealing to some people that have God speaking to their heart right now to volunteer.
Mm-hmm. I think, one of the first times that I went to be there, it really was an eye-opening that it's happening right in our backyard. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly something that I recommend that we all go out there one time to see what's happening in our state, in our city, to just be pray for because it's certainly a warfare out there, of spiritual warfare, that you witness this what's happening in our state, our city. And so we certainly need, of course, trained sidewalk advocates, that we give them the right training that they need to be out there. And yeah, you're right, bold and courageous.
Can people that want to volunteer call you, or should they reach you through your website?
Either way. Either way, they can call, they can email, as Paula mentioned, her email. Well, actually, for volunteers, we would just want them to call the office, but there is a place that they can go and fill out a little bit of information.
Give us that number again.
Okay, it's 880-8373, or the website at carenetabq.org.
Yes.
What would be a scenario of a volunteer shift with the medical mobile unit? I'm trying to imagine what that looks like. Maybe you volunteer for 4 hours on a certain day of the week. What does that look like?
It can be a four-hour day. It depends on when they're available. 4 hours a week is, you know, that's preferred for minimum hours. But yes, they would be. It can be in the morning. Typically, that's what we have is morning. Sometimes we go to UNM college campus too. So, and there's a lot of students that will line up for STD tests and sometimes pregnancy tests. Right now, we're not doing that, obviously, but yes, we have the training that we have for our volunteers is very thorough too. So we have them learn how to communicate. It goes even beyond a client. It can be how to communicate with your family. Even you can learn some great tools. But also, we teach how to share the gospel too. So if that's a fearful thing.
Tell us about that. How do you share the gospel?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. That's my number one passion, is sharing Jesus. So, well, there's many tools that we use. And of course, they've got to be biblical. So, my favorite tool is called, it's through Campus Crusade for Christ. It's called God Tools, the Knowing God Personally, booklet or app. So if you have a smartphone and a Play Store, which you would if you had a smartphone, go to your Play Store, look for God Tools. And the first time I shared this, it was with a family member. 2 days later, they accepted Christ. So, it goes through word for word. If you're worried you're going to forget something, just say, hey, can I share this with you? I'm going to read it word for word and just go to the next page and read it. And what I like about it is it brings you to where the rubber meets the road, which is, are you ready to make this decision or not? And so, so when they get to that place, they can say yes or no. And if they're not, at least they know and they have time to think and pray about it. So that's it.
I'm speculating that there are women with absolute surety terminated a pregnancy sometime in 2020. Mm-hmm. And they didn't regret it, and they thought it was the right thing to do. And now, some months later, they're starting to feel something inside that makes them uneasy. They've lost their peace.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What should they do?
Contact us.
Yes, yes, absolutely. One of our centers, wherever they're located, they can call our main number, but they'll speak with somebody at one of our centers and we'll just walk through that process with them. And again, it all comes back to truth and love and who Jesus is and who he says that they are.
I remember, one of your staff, Virginia Gonzalez, joined you on the show a couple months ago. And Virginia shared that compassion was extended to her and it changed her life. And now she serves in your ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever's happened in your life, and maybe it's not even something related to terminating a pregnancy, any sin, God is going to use your weakness in great ways if you just simply acknowledge it and say, God, I need you to heal me and use me, and he will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Paul, are you enjoying your position now?
I am loving my position. I say now my new thing is I am qualified for nothing but qualified for everything through God. And so, yes, I am thoroughly enjoying connecting with the community. And yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. We're so glad to have you guys as part of what we do here and appreciate your contributions to ABQ Connect. CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, 38th annual fundraising event coming up April 16th. Go to carenetabq.org for more information. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosque Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosque Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.